Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Or your grandma here with us, making carne asada.
She does love a cold Corona.
Throw in some dancing.
Oh, we can watch the game.
I'll drink to that.
So a backyard concert with football, food, dancing, and Corona?
And your grandma.
Or we could keep it simple.
Simple is good. Want a Corona?
Thanks. Salud to the perfect day.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, September 11th edition. 10 games on tap tonight, wild slate last night. We could talk about that slate last night for a long time, but I'd like to let it go because, my goodness, it was just insanity. We knew the weather was bad in New York. That took place. Then there was sketchy weather in Chicago. And then Dustin May goes one inning. Chris Paddock goes two innings. It was craziness. Alcantara had no defense behind them. Ended up giving up six runs, three earned. Got you 10 DK points. And guys in the Slack chat, the free one on Fantasy Sports Degens, if you'd like to get in, let me know. They're saying that no one scored. I didn't look into it, but they said they looked into it. And no one scored more points than Alcantara on the mound last night. So it was just pure craziness, absolute craziness all over the place. I saw guys score like they said 81 points cashed in 50-50s last night. It was just wild all over the board. And notch it up to craziness in baseball. We had, 2 nights ago, 29 runs by the Braves. Last night, just pitchers going one and two innings. And just, yeah, September baseball, 2020, fun times. It's going to be a wild last couple weeks here of the baseball season. But again, 10 games on tap tonight. There is some day baseball. There's some doubleheaders. The Yankees and Orioles will play their double dip and a few other early games on the day, but the slate starts at 8:05 Eastern. So keep that in mind. 10 games from 8:05 Eastern on is your main slate on both sites, FanDuel and DraftKings. So keep that in mind. Excuse me. But it should be a fun one. We have some really good pitching on tap, but then a lot of value. With digging into this slate on DraftKings, the Angels are ridiculously cheap in Coors. There's actually some very good Rockies value as well. The Pirates and Royals are nice value. There's a lot of value on this slate. So when we start talking pitching, you can definitely get a couple aces if you really want to, especially for cash games. And we'll get to that in just a second. But let's talk totals on this slate tonight. Pirates, Royals, total of 9. A's, Rangers, 9.5. Phillies, Marlins, total of 8. Cubs, Brewers, 8.5. Waiting on Indians and Twins. Tigers, White Sox, 9. Reds, Cardinals, 8.5. Angels, Rockies, Coors Field, total of 12. Giants, Padres, 9. Waiting on Mariners, D-backs. There's some interesting pitching moves in that one. So definite places, like I said, to attack the bats. Definite places where we're going to get some really strong pitching as well. So let's get into the pitching. You have four guys over 10K. You have five guys 9,800 and above. Actually, you only have four because Garrett Cole doesn't count anymore because he's a part of a doubleheader. So he's not on this slate. But you have Shane Bieber, 11,000 at the Minnesota Twins. So he's in the dreaded Minnesota Twins target field, the powerful Minnesota Twins, and Bieber's been outstanding. We know this. He's been great. He's faced the Twins twice this year, thrown 14 innings, struck out 23 Twins, giving up only 2 earned runs over those 14 innings for a 37.8 per game average. He's averaging over 33 DK points per game per start. He has 28 or more in 3 straight starts. The dude is an electric factory on the bump. 11,000 against the Twins. It's dicey. Since Donaldson's come back, he's been very, very good. But Shane Bieber's been that good. Twins like striking out 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching on the season. 202 ISO is pretty darn good, though. 333 well, but not bad. Not great, but not bad. So if you want to go to the Biebs at 11,000, he's probably going to come in low-owned facing the Twins. You could definitely look that direction if you choose. He is in play. But the more likely player in action tonight will be Lucas Giolito, 10-5 at home against the Detroit Tigers, a team you can pick apart. Giolito had one start against them, 7 shutout innings, 3 hits, 13 Ks for 43 DK points against the Detroit Tigers. He scored 20 or more points in 4 straight starts. He's only had one start over his last 8 where he didn't get you at least 20 points. So he's been very, very effective, very strong floor, much, much, quote-unquote, safer matchup than Bieber versus Minnesota. Bieber will come in much lower owned, so it makes it intriguing to go to the Biebs. But when you look at Detroit, striking out 28.3% of the time versus righties with a 233 average and a 300 WOBA, something you can definitely attack when you want to look at pitching. So Giolito at 10-5, I give him the bump over Bieber, which is crazy to think about because Bieber is the better pitcher. But just matchup-wise, save $500, put Giolito in cash, Bieber in GPPs for sure with that matchup and lower ownership. And then Kenta Maeda, $10,200 at home against the Cleveland Indians. Maeda's been electric this year as well. He's faced Cleveland twice, 11 innings, 13 Ks, only allowing one run on a solo shot, averaging 26 points per start against the Indians. He's been great, basically 20 or more points in 5 straight starts, and he's got 20 or more points in 7 of his 8 starts this season. So been very, very consistent, very, very solid. You know, he's only thrown 91 pitches the last 2 starts. He hasn't thrown more than – he threw 115 that when he was trying to get the no-no. Other than that, 91's been his max. So he doesn't go super deep. He's going to get you about 6 innings. That's always a concern with Maeda when you're paying up for that price point. You want that guy that doesn't have that limit. He seems to have 6 innings and, you know, 90-ish pitches is where they have him locked in. So that's something to keep in mind. Cleveland striking out 24% of the time, 225 average, 144 ISO, 307 WOBA versus righties. So they struggle tremendously versus righties. Maeda's a really strong play. 10-2 is a steep price tag. I don't mind him in cash because his floor is so great. Giolito-Maeda combo in cash is outstanding. It's expensive, but I mentioned there's tons of value we'll get to, especially Coors Field value. I know they're facing Germán Márquez, but Márquez has an ERA over 7 at home this season compared to 2.8 on the road. So the Angels value will be worth it tonight. So Giolito Maeda, if you can go into a game with 2 guys, you know, averaging 20 to 25 points a start, giving you a 40 to 50 plus point head start on things, that is how you build cash game lineups. That is how you do it. Then we just find the nice solid value floors. That's what we will do today as well. Now, if you don't feel comfortable coming all the way up top here, because again, Bieber, 11K, awesome. Giolito Maeda, very strong plays. Captain Obvious stuff there. You can slide on down. You can look at guys like Adam Wainwright, who's been actually really, really strong this year. $8,800. He's at home against the Cincinnati Reds, the Cincinnati team he faced a little while back. 7 innings, 2 earned, 4 Ks for 16 DK points. He has 21 and 37.5 in his last 2 starts. He's got a really good floor of 16 or more in 5 of his 6 starts this year. So that makes him cash game viable as well. You prefer the ceiling, but we've seen 20-plus in 2 straight, which is obviously very, very nice to look at with Waino. But facing Cincinnati, striking almost 25% of the time versus righties with a 210 average, 312 WOBA. Waino at 88 is a very cash viable play. Not sure he's got the GPP ceiling. Again, he does have a 31-pointer here recently. But more often than not, he's been in that 16-ish range this season. So look at Waino at 88 for a nice cash game play if you want to save some money at the pitcher's position. You compare Waino up with Giolito very, very nicely on tonight's slate. Going down a little farther, you look at the likes, there's not much. I'm just going to say it. It's a very top-heavy night. The other pitcher I really like if you're going to punt is Yusei Kikuchi, preferably in a GPP, but if you want to get all the bats, you could do it in cash with a Giolito, with the Maeda. I like the idea in a GPP going Bieber and Kikuchi. I think that's very good, but Kikuchi can match up with any of the big dogs up top. He's coming off a very strong start his last time out. He has not faced the Arizona Diamondbacks this season, but Kikuchi, 17 or more points in 2 straight starts. He has 6 or more Ks in back-to-back starts. He has 5 or more in 3 straight, 5 or more in 4 of 5. He has 17 or more points in 3 of his last 5. It's more of a when he's not walking guys, when he's locating things, he's been very effective. Similar to Maeda, though, 89 pitches his last time out. You got to watch what he does here. 89, 81, 89, 95. That's been kind of his repertoire. So 5 to 6 innings for Kikuchi is where he's at. People will see the 5.23 ERA, and they're going to panic. You look at his go deeper with Kikuchi. 5.23 ERA, but he's got like a below 3 FIP, a barely over 3 XFIP, so he's been a little unlucky. He's before his last 2 starts, we gave up home runs in each start. He had to give him a home run all year. He's barely getting barreled up on the season. Very interesting pitching option with Kikuchi at $6,200. And the more important thing, I guess, is he's facing an Arizona Diamondbacks team that we love to pick on when they face left-handed pitching, they're striking out a whopping, that is not what we wanted to go there, versus left-handed pitching, update the page, FanGraphs, and we are just lost right now. That is brilliant. That is brilliant. That is what we want to do. There we go. All right. Arizona Diamondbacks, when they are facing left-handed pitching, striking out over 21, almost 22% of the time, 214 average, 105 ISO, so very little power, 265 WOBA. So they're not striking out a ton, but they're also not hitting the ball very hard. You got Christian Walker is mainly your main source of Kevin Cronkrack's lineup, sure. But they're really not doing much at the plate, period. So feel free to take a look at Kikuchi at 62 as a punt on today's action. So Kikuchi's your punt. Waino at 88 in the middle is somebody you could definitely take a look at in cash. And if you want to in GPPs, sure. But it's Bieber in GPPs, Giolito Maeda in cash. Obviously, you can go them in GPPs as well. But those are your cash pitchers up top. Lots to like at the position tonight. Very top-heavy, but very strong pitching position. Catcher's position tonight is where you're going to start deciding if you want to spend money. But you're probably going to usually save in this range. I'm just going to get off the big boys up top. You know, they've been doing well. But I will save at the catcher's position tonight. You can look at guys like Joey Bart versus Garrett Richards at 35. That's somewhere I'd start. Bart's really starting to get it going. Still looking for that first home run, but he's showing you his hit tool, hitting for average, and he's hitting the ball extremely hard. So eventually it's going to start all clicking there with Joey Bart at 3,500. Enjoy him. I have a very good feeling when we talk about him next year on Quick Hits. He's going to be in that top, you know, 10 priced catchers pretty regularly with Joey Bart. Jacob Stallings at 3K versus Bubik, I like a lot. Pittsburgh and Kansas City. It's not the sexiest of games. I did mention the game totals at 9 in that one. It's a game that we can attack both left-handed pitchers. I prefer the Pirates side of it, but there's lots of values on both sides of the equation. Pirates have a 4.4 team total. Royals have a 4.6 team total. Lefties hitting 438, righties 322 off Bubik. So you can definitely have some fun there. Jacob Stallings at 3K, someone to attack. And then it's just kind of find your values that come out. Like if Max Stassi's catching for the Angels, he's 2,600. Ben Boom's cheap for the Angels if he's catching. I like other cheap Angels. I might not get as, you know, I like other cheap Angels that actually are producing right now. Let's put it that way. So you could look that way. But Dalton Varsho at 2,300. I know it's lefty-lefty there. Keep him in mind. Kelly for Arizona is 23 as well if you're not using Kikuchi. Cam Gallagher of Kansas City is only 2,200. So he can be a punt. Tucker Barnhart's only 22. If Stevenson's catching for Cincinnati, he's 21. There's tons of punts at catcher. See what comes out in lineups. You might be able to pay up if you save elsewhere. Like Grandal versus Casey Mize is interesting at 53, but I prefer not to pay up at catcher if we don't have to. First base position, now he gets to start having some fun. Yeah, Jose Abreu versus Mize at 55. You can go there if you choose, but I looked at guys like Matty Olson versus Garcia at 5K in a GPP. Olson went deep on Thursday. If the average isn't there this year, but the power has definitely been there. So Olson at 5K, worth a look in that one for GPPs only. But you can go down to the 4K and below if you really want to save some cash. There's a lot down here to like. You know, in GPPs, we got Milwaukee facing lefty Lester. Jed Jericho, first base, third base eligible at 3,900. He's been swinging a pretty decent stick of late, hitting 393 over his last 10 with 5 home runs, averaging 10.4 over his last 10. He's been very, very productive, showing a lot of power. We know how he loves to hit lefties in his matchup. Brewers have a 4.65 team total. Lefties 352, righties 345 off Lester. So Jed Jericho in a GPP is definitely a live play. Hunter Dozier's only 38 versus Brault. Get behind that for sure. Mentioned Christian Walker earlier. He's 37. There's definite options to be had down here, but it gets even better. Brandon Belt's only 3,300 versus Trevor Richards. I don't understand what DraftKings is doing with these pricings. Brandon Belt is just smoking the baseball. He really, really is. So it's tough to see. Lefty's hitting 361, righty's 330 off Garrett Richards. So Brandon Belt at 3,300 bucks is just ridiculously cheap in this matchup tonight. But wait, there's more. The play that everyone should be playing, especially in cash, which makes no sense to me, this price tag, but I'm going to say this about Angels players a lot, is Jared Walsh at 2,500 bucks. The power hitting lefty, homeward for his second straight game yesterday. He's at 12 or more points in 3 straight games. He has 12 or more points in 4 of his last 5 games. He is crushing the baseball. I wrote the values article at RotoBaller today. He's 100% in that values article. He is just doing everything right over his last 7 games, hitting for power, great plate discipline. He's doing it all. 2,500 bucks in Coors versus Ramon Marquez does not make any sense to me at all. I don't care if your track record is not great. He's at least 3,500. Like 2,500 is just asinine for Coors Field. Second base position, you got Keston Hira versus Lester. Like, I love attacking Lester. So, like, a Milwaukee stack, bringing it back with an Angel stack that's affordable to put with some big-time pitching is something that could very much be in play tonight. There's a lot of ways to go tonight, lots of ways. So don't, like, knock that in as the best option. But it's an intriguing one because no one plays Milwaukee because they've struggled so much. Everyone's going to play the value Angels, but then you can get the high-priced pitching and really do some damage. So there's a lot of ways to attack this slate. And Keston Hira at 53 versus Lester should go pretty much overlooked this evening. Whit Merrifield at 45 is another one I like, second base outfield eligible. I love Whit in general, but going up against Steven Brault in this matchup at 45, I can be a fan of that in a big, big way. So get behind him. Wilmer Flores, Donovan Solano, if you're stacking the Giants, their options versus Richards. Jake Cronenworth's 4K versus Cueto. But then another cheap Coors play. It's time for the Rockies. Ryan McMahon's only $3,900 against Griffin Canning. Griffin Canning's been horrific. I mentioned how, you know, Kikuchi's got the high ERA and the FIP and XFIP are lower and kind of back being unlucky. Well, Canning's got the higher ERA and a higher FIP and XFIP. So he's just been bad. And lefties are hitting him. Righties are hitting him. Everyone's hitting him. And now he has to go to Coors Field. So Ryan McMahon at $3,900 in a matchup where the Rockies have a 6.4 team total. Lefties 308, righties 335 versus Canning. McMahon at $3,900, nice value in his matchup this evening. Seattle's going to be interesting because they play Caleb Smith. Caleb Smith making his first start for the D-backs. It's going to be interesting to see how he performs. He's kind of been banged up, hasn't done a whole lot this season. Lefties too. DraftKings says Caleb Smith. Other places say Alex Young. Either way, it's a lefty. So the moral of my story is Ty France at 38 can be a value in a GPP for you. Second base, third base, eligible. Dylan Moore, second base outfield for Seattle versus Smith or Young at 36, a very good value. He's hitting everybody well. So Dylan Moore at 36 is another strong play. Again, tons of value to make at least a catch lineup with some big times arms, if not a nice GPP lineup. So there's lots and lots of stuff there. Ben Keller, get me your email. I'll get with you after the show, but give me your email. If you go down a little farther past Dylan Moore, you got the likes of a few punts here, like Luis Rengifo of LA's 3K. I like some other Angels punts better. Rengifo's there, sitting towards the top of the order. It could elevate things in the desire to play him, but he's 3K if you're looking for a cheapie at the position. But there's a lot to like in that 3 to 4K range a second. Third base, you got Machado at 57, went deep again last night. He's just money. If you want to stack against Cueto, I get it. Cueto's been that guy that he hasn't gotten shelled very often, but he's been hittable. He doesn't go deep into games. He's kind of a weird guy to attack. The Padres have a team total around 5. Lefty's 373, righty's 264 against Cueto. So he's done well. Like, he hasn't been just, you know, complete garbage. He's one of those guys that he might give up 3 or 4 runs. So, like, you want to attack him, but he doesn't give you enough fantasy value, like, if you're hitting against him. So it's a weird dynamic. You basically have to take him deep or you're not going to accumulate enough points to make it worth your while very often. But going down farther, you got Tommy Edman versus Luis Castillo at 52. I think that's very, very intriguing in his matchup. But Anthony Rendon, see, he's only 49 in Coors. Like, he should be 49 on the road in, like, Pawtucket or in Buffalo or in Tampa Bay. He's $4,900 in Coors. I just don't wrap my head around what this pricing is here with the Angels. But Rendon is a great play at that price point. Just a very, very strong play. Longo's been hitting well. He's 4,400. Josh Donaldson at 41 versus Bieber's an interesting GPP play. But then again, you got Castro at 39. You can take advantage, or Jericho at 39, I believe. My bad. Jed Jericho at 39 versus Lester. Ty France at 38. Two guys we mentioned already. But Mikel Franco at 35 was a strong value against Steven Brault. Franco's been hitting cleanup for the Royals and swinging a good stick in 325 over his last 10 games. Put up a 30 spot yesterday, 11 points a couple days before that. He's got some big-time upside, hitting 271 on the season. Mikel frickin' Franco, $3,500. That's impressive stuff. Cabrian Hayes, only 3K versus Bubik, is a very strong value. The kid's been raking since he's got called up his first 7 games. He's hit safely in 5 of 7, 4 extra base hits. Plate discipline's really, really strong. His quality of contact, his barrel rates, his hard hit rates, very, very strong. So 3K for Cabrian Hayes versus Bubik is a very nice look. Matt Feiss of the Los Angeles Angels, third base outfield eligible, 2,700. I'm not running to play him so much as I would be playing, you know, our boy Walsh at first base, but Feiss, another value if you want to go that direction. Shortstop position, you got Tatis, Trevor Story and Coors only 58. That's phenomenal because Griffin Canyon is not good. Not good right now. He's broken. He should have had surgery. Should have had surgery. So Story at 58 is very, very nice. You got Tim Anderson who's strong in his matchup as well as 57. Just give me Story for $100 more. Just do it. That's the way to go. If you're going to save some cash, though, you can slide on down a little farther. Marcus Semien at 41 is an interesting play if you're stacking the A's. Oh, my God. I didn't miss this one earlier. Andrelton Simmons is only $3,900 versus Marquez. Andrelton Simmons hitting 341 over his last 10 games, double digits in two straight, multi-hit games in back-to-back games. He's hit safely in 4, 5, 6, 8 of his last 10, and 7 of his last 9 games, he's got double-digit hits. So Andrelton Simmons at 39 and Coors is very strong in that matchup, another very, very nice value for the Halos. If you're going farther down, like Adalberto Montes, he's actually been swinging it really well of late, which is really weird to say. He's $2,800 as a nice value at the shortstop position as well. Heading to the outfield, you got Trout and Coors at 6K. It's about the only price tag they got right with the Angels. Maybe it should be 65, actually, so maybe they got it wrong. But Trout to 6K is good. Blackman, obviously, at 58 is a strong play. But if you want to be different, Yastrzemski against Richards at 55 is a nice pivot off of that because he could destroy Richards in a big, big way. If you're stacking Milwaukee, don't forget Yelich versus Lester. Yelich's been a massive disappointment. There's no hiding that. But still, averaging over 10 points his last 10 games. Hopefully gets it going here down the stretch. Can hit lefties. So that'd be an interesting way to differentiate your Milwaukee exposure. Eloy Jimenez, Lou Bob, 51 and 5K. Give me Lou Bob at 5K over the two. Trent Grisham, 48. If you're stacking San Diego, Grisham's expensive, but he's definitely a nice piece of a stack because no one will own him at that price point. Ian Happ, only 46 versus Woodruff. I like that quite a bit. Happ is just crushing everything right now. Going into Milwaukee, Woodruff's an interesting pitcher, GPP viable, but Ian Happ at 46 has his upside as well. Mentioned Whit Merrifield earlier at 45. I like that one quite a bit. One to keep an eye on there. Going farther down, though, you got the likes of Eddie Rosario versus Bieber. Probably not going there. Will Myers versus Cueto. I like the way Will Myers is playing. If you want to win a GPP, sure, but I'm not in love with it. Kyle Schwarber's very strong. If Garrett Hampson makes the lineup at 41, that's a strong value versus Canning. Alex Dickerson at 41 versus Richards. If you're stacking the Giants, A-Dick is in play. Going below 4K now, Kevin Pillar in Coors only 38. That's a definite play if he's in the lineup. He's going to smoke Griffin Canning. I like that a lot. Raimel Tapia, hopefully leading off for Colorado, only 3,700. So again, Coors feel cheap. Matt Kemp's only 3,600 in Coors. It gets better and better, folks. Sam Hilliard's only 3,500. So you have four outfielders here below 4K for the Rockies. So if you're not named Charlie Blackman, you're cheap in the Rockies outfield against a very bad pitcher. Dylan Moore at 36, mentioned him as being very, very strong. Other than that, I got Jesse Winker versus Waino at 35 if you want to. I respect Waino enough, but GPP Winker could do some damage for you. Jake Cave, not versus Bieber. You go below 3K, though, and it's a ridiculously smorgasbord of value. David Dahl's been activated from the IL. See if he's in the lineup. He's 2,800 versus Griffin Canning. That's one to keep your eye on. A couple others to keep an eye on in this matchup. I mentioned Matt Theis earlier, probably not running to play that. But like Mauricio Dubon's heating up. He's 2,700 in his matchup. Avisail Garcia should be back in the lineup. Yes, he is. Put up a 24 spot yesterday. He's been struggling. There's no sugarcoating that with Avi. But he's taken 270 over his last 10 games. He loves hitting left-handed pitching. And he's $2,700 versus John Lester. So that's a fun one for you there. But wait, there's more. Edward Olivares of the Kansas City Royals hit safely in all 7 games since getting traded over to the Royals from the Padres. And he had 17 points yesterday, 17 and 15 in his last two. He has 12 or more in 5 of his last 7 games, a.k.a. the games he's been with the Royals. He's $2,600 and gets Stephen Brault tonight. That's a strong look for you. Wait, let's see if there's any more. There probably is. Like Joe Adell and Coors, $2,500. He's been really bad, but $2,500 for Adell and Coors. You have my attention. You have my attention. Timmy LaCascia versus Kikuchi, hopefully leading off for Arizona at $2,500. Can get on and steal some bags. Interesting option there. So there is definitely plays to be had below 3K on a lot of positions. So keep an eye on that. There's probably even more down here. Like you can scroll. You can make arguments for certain guys, not great ones, but there are options at the outfield position, at most positions below 3K. The pricing is very odd tonight. It allows you to get the big pitchers. Let's recap the pitchers. Bieber at 11K, viable in all formats. Prefer him in GPP with the low ownership versus the Twins. Giolito and Maeda. Giolito will be my go-to gash gameplay. Save $500, better matchup at home, so on and so forth. But you can go Giolito. You can go Maeda. Just realize Maeda Pitch count's always low, 5-6 innings. That's just what he's been doing. Waino at $8,800 does bring some upside to you at a cheaper price point for cash, a little bit of GPP appeal. And then Kikuchi's your punt at 62. That's where I target things there. When you're looking at stacking them up tonight, obviously Coors is in play. Like, I hate being a go-to Coors guy, but when you look at the pricing, when you look at the matchups, especially the Rockies versus Canning, they're affordable. Canning's bad. Like, this should be a real recipe for success, obviously. The Angels get to play Marquez, who's a better pitcher, but I mentioned in Coors, ERA over 7 at home compared to 2.8 on the road, and they're extremely cheap, extremely cheap. Like, Wall should be like a go-to for me at 2,500. I love that play. So Angels and Rockies, obviously, stack them up tonight. White Sox versus Mize is interesting because Mize has not been good. Doesn't go deep into games. Then you got Detroit bullpen versus really good White Sox offense. So the White Sox are priced better than the Rockies are. That is just tells you where this is. It blows my mind. I know I sound repetitive here, but like, how do you screw up a product so good? But White Sox versus Casey Mize is definitely there tonight. Other ones to take in mind, Brewers versus Lester has my attention. Brewers batsman super inconsistent, but Lester's been bad, so I can go there. Pirates Royals for some value in their matchup with Brault and Bubik is another one to possibly attack this evening. And then other than that, you're going to take your shots in certain ones here and there, but it's hard to avoid Coors tonight. I really hate that. I really hate just saying play Coors, but that's where you're at tonight. Mariners late night versus the lefty Young or Caleb Smith is very, very intriguing as well. Ben Keller, if you could type in your Twitter address or Twitter name, I will get to you after the show and get you into the Slack chat. But that'll do it for today. Housekeeping notes, I'm on Twitter at BDentric. If you have any questions, hit me up there. I will help you the best I can. Just at me or whatever on there, and I'll make it work for you. Also, if you'd like to give a rating review on iTunes, I'd really appreciate it. It'll help the podcast out a ton. That's all I ask for when doing this, doing a rating and review there. You can always watch the videos on the RotoBaller YouTube channel. Just give a like and share over at RotoBaller YouTube channel. If you want to join the RotoBaller Premium Slack chat, premium tools, premium articles, use promo code Bubba for 10% off over there. I hope everybody has a great week and a very successful Friday night on the diamond. I'll be back with you on Monday as we have a couple weeks of baseball left. But good luck. Stay safe out there. Enjoy your weekend. And let's make some green screens. I'll catch you guys later.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.